I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. If you wanted to know who the richest Russian tycoons are these days, you could do some research. Maybe there's a who's who of Russian business. Or you could just look at the list of those targeted by the latest round of U.S.-sponsored sanctions on Russia. That list includes some of the richest businessmen in President Vladimir Putin's inner circle, like Igor Sechin, for example. Putin reportedly considers the oil tycoon one of his most trusted advisors. Jason Corcoran is in Moscow for Bloomberg News. Tell us, first of all, how this Russian oil baron, Igor Sechin, got into such a close relationship with Putin.
Igor Sechin has known Putin since the 1990s, when Vladimir Putin was the deputy mayor of St. Petersburg, and he worked in his administration. And when Putin was appointed president, he took Sechin to Moscow, where he became his energy czar. He's known sort of inside Russia as Darth Vader. He doesn't wave a lightsaber. He doesn't have a mask, but he has a certain aura, intimidatory aura about him. And he's regarded by many to be the second most powerful man in Russia. And he's very much an old school communist with capitalist values.
So previous sanctions were kind of shrugged off by Russians who had been targeted. By going now after someone like Sechin, what's the message the U.S. is trying to send?
I think by going after Sechin, it's a real shot across the bows. Previously, they went after guys, business associates of Putin from St. Petersburg, who were very rich and had very large assets in Russia and overseas, but not people who had day-to-day influence on Putin and the decision-making. By going after Sechin, it shows that other people are in the crosshairs, like Alexei Miller, the head of Gazprom, and even maybe Andrei Kostin, the head of VTB, the second largest bank in Russia.
Okay, so when these people start to feel the pinch, what are they going to feel?
Well, there is an asset freeze on any assets they have within the U.S., and also they'll be prevented from traveling to the U.S. Many of Putin's associates will have had assets and condos in Miami.
Okay, so if they've got condominiums in Miami Beach, does that mean they won't be able to travel there? They won't be able to rent them to anybody else? They won't be able to take any profits from these properties?
Yeah, pretty much. I think that these personal sanctions are very inconvenient for Sechin, because if he wants to sell a bond or sell equity or talk to investors, he can't go to New York anymore. But for these sanctions to really hurt, they have to be sector-driven. So if you create a blockade on the sale of Russian gas or oil to Germany, that will hurt Russian exports, but at the same time, it will also cause gasoline queues in Frankfurt and Munich, because the Germans rely on the importation of Russian energy for their own sort of energy needs.
What about American companies that are doing business with Russia? Will they also take a hit?
There is a lot of speculation at the moment with large companies from the States, like ExxonMobil, which has a joint venture with Rosneft to explore in the Arctic Circle. And this venture might be under jeopardy. And there's a lot of spotlight today on Morgan Stanley. Morgan Stanley is trying to sell a commodities brokerage unit. And the regulators in the States and the SEC are putting this deal under a lot of spotlight. And it's been in the works for quite some time. So there might be some difficulty in closing this particular deal.
You know, if Igor Sechin and some of these other Russian elite are so rich, doesn't that mean that like many of the 1% around the globe have cash reserves offshore that they'll just dip into? I mean, will these sanctions really hurt rich Russians?
There's been a lot of rumor that a lot of Russian wealth has been moving away from the States and to new offshore ventures, not necessarily Switzerland, these havens, traditional havens, but to places like Singapore and Dubai, the Middle East, and also places like Latvia and Malta.
Yeah, and on that subject, Jason, I mean, if men like Igor Sechin and Alexei Miller and Andrei Kostin are the most powerful civilians in Russia after the president, and they control oil, I mean, can they actually dictate policy to Putin on Ukraine, say if they wanted to tighten the tap or loosen the tap to Ukraine and Europe?
I think they would play a very strong role. In the 1990s, you had the oligarchs who were very close to Yeltsin. They dictated this policy. Today, it's not so much these traditional oligarchs, but these inner circle. I think they will be leaning on him, but he is not as weak and vulnerable as Yeltsin was, certainly not.
Jason Corcoran with Bloomberg News, speaking with us from Moscow. Thanks very much.
Pleasure.